This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I don't know how I feel about Wells as the leadoff hitter, but I will say two things. One, I think speed is overrated for the New York Yankees at the top. I said this last year. I'll continue to say it when Volpe hitting leadoff was last year or whatever. Like, in front of Soto and Judge, certainly even more than just Judge, but in front of Judge, it's not just the walk, right? Because that's what, you get on first base in front of Judge, you steal second base, they walk you. That doesn't even bother me as much because now I have first and second, nobody out. Like, I want Judge to swing the bat, absolutely. But I got to trust my 3-4 hitters on some level to be able to do something with first and second, nobody out. So that bothers me. It's not the killer. I just think that I don't want to take the risk of running into outs in front of Judge. That's the main thing. Yes, you steal the base, they walk him. No doubt. That's part of it. It's also just, why would I risk outs in front of Judge? Like, that's the one thing. With a runner on first, I got a guy probably wanting to, not pitch around Judge to not to create first and second, nobody out. So I got whatever the protection is behind him, which I think is overblown. I mean, Judge has had, who was hitting behind Judge last year? I know he had Soto in front of him, but I mean, J.D. Davis was hitting cleanup at times last year while Judge was having the best season of his career. Who was hitting behind him in 22? Like, the idea that he needs someone to protect him, otherwise he's never going to get a pitch, is a little bit overblown. I'd like to have him protected, but the idea, if he doesn't get it, you could forget him having a big year. Who the hell has ever hit behind him? I know, Stanton for times. Like, I get it. It's better than the option right now, but we've seen nobody hit behind him and still hit. But in front of him, I'm not risking outs on the bases, stealing bases. And I'm certainly not going to create an open first base. So that's why I think speed is overblown at the top. We'll see if Wells gets on base enough to actually make this work. Because if he does, then I do like it. I don't know how I feel about him, but what I do like is the speed, 5, 6, 7, 8, where you could put Jazz, Dominguez, and Volpe at the tail end of the middle of the lineup, leading into the back end of the lineup, where I'm looking to create runs. If I got those three guys with all that speed hitting 6 and 7 in front of my 8, 9 hitters that right now, without a doubt, whether it's the third base or Grisham or whoever, like right now I don't love 8, 9. I'm able to play small ball. I'm able to do different things leading into the top of the order again, where if I get on with Jazz, I get on with Volpe, I got the idea of double steal. I got the idea of just hit and run with a bottom of the order that I hope can, put the ball in play. Like, I create different things that I wouldn't do at the top middle of the order. So the idea of the speed all bungled together, I think bungled is probably a bad word because that has a negative connotation to it. I'm trying to be positive about it. All bundled together, 6, 7, 8, 9, creates a little bit of creation where the offense can actually try and look to force the issue and create runs and do things on the base paths and do things a little bit differently than typical Yankee teams have done. You're not going to do that with your first two hitters. I know everybody wants to hit Judge third. You put two speedy guys in front of them. What are you going to do with speed there? I want guys on base, plain and simple. That's it. My best on base guy. I also don't mind the idea of a guy who I think in a short porch left-handed can hit home runs leadoff. I remember the Of course, I'm going to lose his name because it's 4 o'clock in the morning. But the great broadcaster used to play, Ken Singleton. The great Ken Singleton used to talk about how he loved having power hitters lead off in extra innings. Because nobody wants to, you don't want to walk that guy. You want to make sure you get on in front of Judge. You're going to get, no one's going to pitch around Wells. So you're going to get Wells more fastballs, just like anybody else putting in front of Judge. But to lead off the game, I either got a guy, hopefully I can get a little bit more on base, plus a guy with a little bit of pop, left-handed, maybe hit some home runs, getting some fastballs. I don't hate it. I think you could put Jazz there and say the same thing about his pop. Like, Jazz has some pop. You put Jazz leadoff, you could look at some leadoff home runs as well from him. But I don't mind all the speed helping create runs at the back end where I wouldn't do that. I'm not going to hit and run with Judge. I'm not going to hit and run with Bellinger pretty much. Like, I'm not going to do that at the middle of the lineup where I would try and do it at the back end. So I think it's an interesting concept. He's going to have to get on base to make it work, though. Like, I think he's been a 320 on base guy. I'm going to need a little bit better if I'm going to hit him leadoff. Now, I don't know if they have a better option with on base. We'll see how it goes. It's something they're considering. They're doing it constantly. And yesterday was kind of the Cole on the mound, regular opening day lineup, other than Judge DHing, which I wouldn't see for opening day. And then the other conversation real quick about Judge, I'll get into it a little bit more. I know Evan did a lot today on hitting leadoff. I want Judge hitting second, but I'll say this for all the people who don't like that. I would rather hit Judge leadoff than hit him third. He's hitting one or two. I'm not giving them two outs before I get to Judge. I'm just not doing it. Or in a big situation, the bottom of the lineup does actually get on base, two outs, and here comes, you know, Jazz and whoever else I deem worthy of putting ahead of Judge. So I don't know if I love Judge leading off, although he's been uber successful there, particularly in 22 when they were forced to put him there. And I do think it's as good a protection as you're going to get for him, because nobody's going to want to walk him to start the game, and you're going to have two of your best hitters behind him. Like, I think it actually makes some sense. I would just leave him two, but I'll tell you this right now. I'd rather hit him one than three. I'm getting him more at-bats. I'm not moving him further back in the lineup than two. 888, same thing for Soto. Soto hits two. Judge hits two. I can live with him hitting first. I don't want to hit him third. I don't care about the RBIs. I don't have good enough hitters to do it. Juan Soto made sense. I had Juan Soto hitting second. Great. One of the great on-base percentage guys in the history of baseball. Sure, put him in front of him. They don't have that anymore. I'd rather hit Judge leadoff than hit him third. And we'll get into that conversation a little bit, because you look around the league, the prototypical leadoff hitter, this isn't the, you know, we're not looking at the 70s Cardinals anymore. Like, this is the world. Look at the leadoff hitters. Schwarber is a leadoff hitter. The best hitters in the lineup have been, Ohtani is the leadoff hitter. Gunnar Henderson is a leadoff hitter. Ronald Acuna is a leadoff hitter. These are guys who prototypically would be in the middle of the lineup, the biggest power bats they have, and yet a lot of teams are hitting these guys leadoff. This is today's day and age of baseball. It is what it is.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.